AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. McDonald's says it's found a possible source of the E. coli outbreak linked to Quarter Pounders. Ed Donahue has details.
McDonald's says the source of the outbreak was fresh onions from Taylor Farms. They were sent to a distribution facility. It has led to the removal of Quarter Pounders from McDonald's menus in the affected states. U.S. Foods, a major wholesaler to restaurants, says Taylor Farms had issued a recall this week for peeled whole and diced yellow onions from a facility in Colorado for potential E. coli contamination. The outbreak got at least 49 people sick in 10 states. One person died. Other fast food restaurants, including Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, and Burger King, have pulled onions from some menus. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the presidential campaign, Donald Trump telling supporters in Arizona,
the four-year-long nightmare that Kamala Harris has forced your men to endure, your men, your women, your children, it's a nightmare for the whole planet. You want to know the truth, because we represent so much. We represent the American dream. The whole world is watching us, and they see these people that don't deserve to be in any position of authority.
Vice President Kamala Harris enlisting some high-profile surrogates, appearing with Bruce Springsteen and former President Barack Obama in Georgia tonight. And Margie Zarletta reports.
Three people familiar with the matter who are not authorized to speak publicly tell the Associated Press Beyonce will be at Kamala Harris's rally Friday in Houston, which is Beyonce's hometown. The Harris campaign did not comment. Beyonce had given Harris permission early in her campaign to use the song Freedom, which has been Harris's walkout music. Beyonce had given tickets to her Washington concert last year to Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff. I'm Archie Zarletta.
An Ohio judge has permanently blocked enforcement of the state's abortion ban, citing a voter-approved Reproductive Rights Amendment. This is AP News.
I'm heading to do something that should have been done a long time ago.
President Biden making his first visit to a tribal nation tomorrow.
Make a formal apology to the Indian nations for the way we treated their children for so many years.
Jackie Quinn has more.
Heading to the Gila River Indian community in Arizona, President Biden will be offering a formal apology for the nation's 150-year campaign to assimilate indigenous children, taking them away from their families and putting them into boarding schools. An Interior Department investigation found some 18,000 children were forced to attend these schools. Nearly 1,000 of them ended up dying, devastating their families. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, whose grandparents were forced to go to a boarding school, says this is a big deal to all of Indian country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.